We welcome to the program this weekend Jim Whitaker. Jim is a senior advisor of operations, Ohio Health, Hardin Memorial Hospital. Jim, welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks, Dennis. Glad to be here.
I know you, don't I? Somewhere, actually. and Lindsay Gordon. Lindsay's a senior consultant, Ohio Health Media and Public Relations. Lindsay, welcome.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks for having us back.
Welcome back, indeed. Ohio Health, Hardin Memorial Hospital. A lot is going on. There's some exciting stuff happening.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on, and we thought this was just a great time to check in and say hey to everybody and let you know there's some new things happening at the hospital, some new things you might see, but then also our outreach in the community is still going strong with our monthly food distribution events. And we know summertime can be really tough for families when you lose access to those school lunches at school. Mm-hmm. And so we do have our monthly food distribution events still happening.
Well, I think this show is meant to be because when you contacted me, I was right there. I'm not very great at answering email, but I happened to be right there.
You were so responsive.
Yeah. And so we set this up in a hurry. So yeah. I think it's meant to be.
It is totally meant to be. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And it's a great topic. So do we want to start with the food distribution? I mean, that the next one's coming up June 24th.
Absolutely. Yeah, June 27th. Yeah.
27th. I said 24th. Never mind me.
It's not. Oh, it's the 27th. Okay. Yeah. Let me just double check on the
Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's the fourth Tuesday of every month.
So it is the 24th.
Yes. Yeah. 24th. Okay.
Yeah, June 24th. And that's from noon to two at Home Run Memorial Park in Kenton. Mm-hmm. What we've seen in the past is a lot of people arrive super early, which is great because they're trying to get, you know, a head start in that line. But try to arrive as close to that noon time as you can, just because we have local law enforcement out there that are trying to man the traffic and make sure everybody's good. So try not to get there too early if you can. And we do get everybody moving through. But Jim, you were saying we have some extra helpers this June.
We do. So usually every month we partner with the community. Mm-hmm. And this month here in June, the Kenton High School football team is going to come and help us. So we're very appreciative of their help. But we have a lot of community members, businesses that usually want to volunteer monthly. So we're very appreciative of them. They see the need that we have in the community and want to help with that and give back. And I believe we've had WKT in there as well. Yep, they've helped us in the past. So always appreciative of that help.
We're going to have to get back out there again. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It really is. You do this every month. So I know in the winter months, maybe not so fun.
Yeah. It's in all weather. So we've been there where it's been really cold, downpour of rain, really hot. We had that last year as well. But we enjoy doing it. There's a big need in the community to give back, the food disparity here. And it seems like it grows every month. We have more and more community members, and it's just real. They're so appreciative to be able to give back to them. And, a lot of times we'll have extra food that's from the West Ohio Food Bank, and we're able to give back to Angels of the Elderly have been coming at. Mm-hmm. So that's another program here in the community that we're able to give them that food, and they even touch more folks that they take care of as well. So we're very happy that we're able to be able to help our community members out.
You have it down to a science. So I mean, it's just everything is organized, laid out. It's perfect.
Yeah. It took a little bit to get us there, and within about an hour, we have about 300 families that we get done in about an hour time frame, and we've just kind of developed that over time of how we've developed the process and how we do it. So it's a fast process.
And the person doesn't have to get out of their car. They just pull up.
Just pull up, and
everything's loaded. Yep. And that's pretty quick.
Yes.
So is everybody eligible for this?
Yes, anybody is eligible. They come through. We typically don't do any more than two families per vehicle, but anyone's eligible. They just got to come in, they sign in, and that's all there is to it. And we just see if there's one or two families that are in the car to give us the cue to how much food we're going to give them.
I know income guideline, is it income?
They kind of have an income guideline, but our motto is if they're showing up, they need food, giving them food. It's just, we don't discriminate at all with that. We want to include everyone in.
I think what makes that so good is because there could be some out there who, so we paid the bills this month. Now there's not much for food. Well, you understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and it's also household items as well. We've given out laundry detergent before, the mega, Tide gallons. And other necessities like that. One thing that's super helpful if you're listening and you're planning to come this next distribution, maybe clear out some trunk space a little bit because that has really made it faster for us if that space is open in the back. we can just kind of keep it moving, and it helps everybody get through much faster.
Awesome. This has been going on for a couple of years now, right?
We're on our second year now.
Second year. And it's going to go on for the foreseeable future.
Yes. We want to continue to keep giving back and partner with the West Ohio Food Bank. So,
I think there's something tied to, depending on the economy kind of a thing. Like there may be a greater need at some point, and at some other point, it's not as great a need.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now, obviously, the economy the way it is and grocery prices going up, that's why we're busy every month, and we're glad to help out and help supplement.
So once again, it's at the Home Run Memorial Park off State Route 292. Mm-hmm. Nice partnership there, nice layout for that. It's good for what you need there.
Yes.
I think you've tried it at other locations.
Yeah, they had it at the old Kmart parking lot, mm-hmm. and they found that was backing up because of the lines. It was backing up downtown, and we figured out on 292 it keeps all the traffic off of the road, and we're not backed up, and it's a perfect location. So that's why we chose that. Good.
Next one, though, so since there's maybe some confusion, it is June 24th.
Yes.
And Jim, as you mentioned, it's the fourth Tuesday of every month.
Yes.
So that's how you go, unless it's a holiday.
Unless it's a holiday, then we have different dates for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we'll double back to that before we wrap up, but there's some other big things happening, and one of those is in the area of MRI. Mm-hmm. What's exciting about that is, I think right now you have a trailer brought in. It's kind of a temporary setup, right?
Yeah. We've been having a trailer come in a couple of days a week. And then, we just got a full-time orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Aaron Fritz. Mm-hmm. And we really wanted to make sure we have those services available. So, one of our key mottos is to really keep care local in the community.
Sure.
And that's why we decided we wanted to make the investment in a full-time MRI unit at Hardin. So we are really excited about, we're just finishing up the design phase for that. And we're getting ready to start the construction phase. So folks in the community will see a lot of work happening on that side of the building, and more to come on that. But we're hoping that maybe late fall, early winter time, we'll have that unit in place, and we'll be able to have those services available so that we can keep that care local and they won't have to travel as far to have those services done.
So no more walking outside to the trailer, being lifted up.
It'll be all right it'll be all right inside there. In part of the building. So
it works.
We were able to offer those services, but this will just be a lot more convenient, and also, like you said, it's inside and you won't have to go outside in any kind of weather.
I've had an MRI in the other, and it's like it's interesting, but I mean it's going to be nice to have it all inside and full availability, right?
Availability that we'll have for those services. It's orthopedics, obviously that's the big one that mm-hmm. we have here, but neuro, anything really, any of the tests that need to be done from an MRI standpoint, we'll be able to do at Hardin.
And in the meantime, I think you're going to expand the services. You said 2 days a week. Is that going to go to 3 days?
We are going to 3 days because we thought we would actually, we were behind schedule a little bit.
Yeah.
So we decided, since we were going to have that open and available to everyone, we wanted to expand the services now so that we can start keeping care local until we get this up and going, hopefully late fall. Wintertime.
Yeah. So is this something where you can call and make an appointment, or is this doctor referred?
Yeah. So the doctors typically will refer, and then they have to call to make the appointment mm-hmm. For an MRI. So,
okay. It's pretty exciting because that's been a long, and I think what's great about it is we're a small community and we're going to have world-class technology.
It'll be some of the same technology that we have at, our bigger hospitals closer to Columbus, and it keeps people from having to drive down there. Also, the ability to call and schedule and get an appointment, 3 days a week is a pretty big deal.
Yes,
I was just
is.
Talking to my mom on the phone on the way here this morning, and they live in Boston, and she needs some testing done. And she was on hold online for 30 minutes the other day trying to make this appointment and then never even got through to somebody. And she needs this testing done. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, Mom, this is a good time to move to Ohio. But, it makes a difference for a lot of people, being able to actually call, schedule, get in, and you have three options during the week.
Now, this is an obvious need to expand this, but how much is a result of the public saying, patients saying, hey, we need to do this? And, I mean, patient feedback.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. We get that feedback of, as I said earlier, we try to keep care local.
Mm-hmm.
And that was some feedback we were getting from patients and our own physicians, too, of, how do, if we're going to keep care local, what we should have those services available all the time, and that really weighed in on our decision to make that happen.
Yeah, sure. You know, so every time you get that survey after visiting a doctor or being at the hospital, you should fill it out, right?
Yes.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we cherish and value the feedback. That's how we learn, and you know what we're doing well, what we're not doing so well in, and we make a lot of decisions off based off of that. So it's super important for everyone to fill those out, because we need to know. If we don't know about it, it's hard to fix something that we, if we're not aware of it. And if we start getting a lot of the same feedback, and we're looking at those all the time, and how do we improve? And that's what we want to do.
Note to self, fill out the survey.
Yes.
And just do that. So Lindsay, I think we talked about this before. We're a small community.
Mm-hmm.
How fortunate is the size of Kenton, Hardin County, to have this hospital here? How, it's just so important.
It's so important. I mean, to be able to have access to resources too at our other care sites, you know, we can dock in when we need to the bigger care sites. But it's funny, I was actually at the hospital sometime this spring, and I sat down with a longtime Hardin County educator, who a lot of people recognize her name and they know who she is. And she actually gets her infusion services done at Hardin Memorial. And her care is actually not her primary, or her provider for oncology is not Ohio Health. It's outside. But she's able to get her infusion services done at Hardin. Mm-hmm. And it keeps her from having to go to Columbus once a month for this service. And she was just so appreciative, because even though she's retired from teaching, she is so busy. She's volunteering in the gardens. She's playing pickleball, and she's good. And she just doesn't stop. I mean, if I said her name, you would know who she was. And it was sweet. After we did a little story for her, and I wrote up an article for our Ohio Health newsroom that we have. And her husband sent me a nice email after the fact, and he's like, you really showed, like, portrayed her essence of, like, who she is and how much love she has to give. He's like, I just love her to pieces, and I'm so glad you did it justice. And it made my day, because coming from the world of TV news, I was used to receiving a lot of negative mail.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It was nice to be on the receiving end of positive mail.
Yeah,
but exactly, I think I say that to say her story summarizes that point, you know. She's able to get this infusion done. It takes about an hour. But the drive time, instead of that drive being 1 hour there, 1 hour back, or whatever, it's now she's there for 1 hour, and it's a five-minute drive, and she's done.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It really is. And the staff at Hardin Memorial, it's so important, because when patients come in, I mean, they're there for a reason. Mm-hmm. And they need that comfort. And
right.
I think you can see that and you can feel that in the staff that work there.
Yeah, yeah. Majority of our staff are from this community.
Mm-hmm.
So they take pride in taking care of their friends, their family, loved ones. And you can see that every day in our staff of how they do that. So we're very fortunate to have this small community hospital and to have that community feel, you know, that you don't get in a lot of other places.
Exactly. You're not just another patient. You're somebody. You're,
right,
you're
yes.
a friend.
They know them
you're
by first name.
Yes.
And that's important.
And the patient feeds off that.
Yes.
They really do.
Yes.
I mean, they're comforted by it. And so is the family, because there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of, you know.
It can be overwhelming.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They need that comfort.
Yes.
So hats off to the staff out there. I think that's
and
awesome.
And it's Debbie Shepherd. I was blanking on her name, but shout out Debbie Shepherd. If you're listening this morning, I just so enjoyed meeting her and talking with her. And it's funny, one of her former students is actually now a nurse at Hardin Memorial Hospital.
Yes.
That's
so
awesome.
That was really cool. Full circle moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Jim, you've been there for a number of years now.
I've been with Ohio Health a little over 24 years
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think you might last?
I
think you might make it a career?
I've been in the healthcare business for over 30 years.
That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's great to be able to be in the community that I'm from,
yeah.
and to give back to that. And, you know, Hardin Memorial has always had a special place in my heart. That's where I started my healthcare career there. And obviously, I have a lot of family around here, friends, and able to give back to the community. That's important to me. And, you know, our mission and vision at the hospital, I'm able to help make that happen and be a part of that, and I'm very grateful.
Yeah, in that time, you've seen a lot of changes. You've seen a lot of investments. You've seen it's just a constant evolving thing.
It is, and you know, being a small community hospital, we're so fortunate to be a part of Ohio Health, a big organization like that, because they give us so many resources. And you know, Lindsay was talking about the infusion center. We have so many other things. We have our specialty clinic where we may not be able to do everything at our hospital, but if they have to go to Columbus or anywhere else, they can come back to our specialty center and see those specialists. They don't have to keep driving out of town to have those follow-up visits and things like that, or even having it some of the initial visits. So they can see those same physicians here at our hospital. And the same, you know, we have telemedicine and virtual health services that are very important to the community, that, you know, they have access to these. They don't need to leave the community for a lot of these. We have that access available to them, and that's through those resources of Ohio Health.
Yeah, so the not driving out of town. This would be, I have an appointment at the specialty clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the time of this taping, it was the other day. but I don't have to drive out. It's here.
Yes.
Of course, driving around Kenton right now is not fun, but I mean, we'll get there.
It'll be so much better.
It will be.
Eventually.
But that's so great for me to know. I just drive out here, really a stone's throw from where I live.
Yes.
And it's a specialty clinic. You get that same care if you drove somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same physicians.
Yeah.
Same exact care, and it's local. That's that's all part of our goals here for the community.
That investment in the community is saying that, hey, we believe in this community, correct?
Yes, Ohio absolutely.
Something else happening, Jim, and we can touch on, is the Wellness Center. There's some changes out there, so
yeah,
talk
so
about the
Yeah, so we can
talk
latest. A little bit about that. So, you know, about, I think, almost a year ago now, we kind of came in and helped with the Wellness Center. We purchased the building. We felt it was very important to have the YMCA to remain this community and, you know, kind of give that back, that healthy lifestyle to not only the youth, but to some of our elderly that's out here as well. But we're excited about the physical therapy program that we have out there. We have a new group, Mohican. We've known them for a long time. They're in Marion and some other places around Ohio. And you know, we're excited about that. We just, if you haven't been out there recently, we just did a little bit of renovation. We got all new flooring down out there. We're going to have new signage, and we're actually going to be changing the name. So the Wellness Center was something that didn't really like state what we actually do out there. So this is going to be called Ohio Health Physical Rehabilitation Kenton.
Awesome.
So that's what the new name that will be coming out there.
Awesome. So that's on the horizon. It's working out. Some of the changes have already happened.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's a good partnership with the Y, isn't it?
It is a great partnership with the Y. And recently our pool went down, so that our therapy pool. Mm-hmm. So we're going to partner with the Y. So one of the changes you will see is when you have any kind of aqua therapy that you need to do, you'll be going to the pool over in the Y. So they'll have more of that process worked out coming soon. But we're just very fortunate to be able to partner with them. And they were very happy to partner with us.
So people can just come out and take a look around and say, hey. This,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to visit. You don't have to be a patient, but just come out and visit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yep.
Just take a look. See.
Yes.
It's pretty exciting. I know that you have more to talk about that'll be coming up soon. We had to put that on hold, but we'll just save that for later.
You'll have the first crack at it.
I love it.
That's a tease.
You know, being in news, that's what we're looking for.
That's a tease. Yeah.
I will watch for that.
More to come.
Awesome. So we'll save that for later, but we want to touch on the micro market. What's that all about?
Okay. So the micro market. So if you're familiar with Hardin Memorial, and you know, we've had a gift shop in there for years, the gift shop kind of went, went away during COVID.
Yeah.
We decided not to bring that back, but you know, some of the feedback we got back from our associates and from visitors and patients, we needed more of a variety for food and options. So the micro market is now located in the old gift shop, and now we have a lot more options for our associates after hours and on weekends, and any visitor or patient that comes in if they want to come in there. And really what it is it has a lot of extra foods and options that they have available, drinks, and things like that that they're able to have access to that they didn't have before.
Awesome.
So we're excited about that. And, you know, it's been open now for a few weeks, and they're having difficulty keeping it stocked. It's being used a lot. So
That's good.
We were very surprised on how much is being used, but the feedback's been great, and now we're able to offer that the food and, you know, beverages to our after hours folks that work there as well.
So, kind of like, if you build it, they will come.
Yes. Right? And they have come.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yes. So the cafeteria is still there. Is there
a cafeteria is still there. You still have those options. So we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So that's still doing well as, you know, the same, but this is just another option that we have out there for everyone. So they may not like what's in the cafeteria that day. They have a lot more options in the micro market to be able to choose from.
I love it. That's awesome. So that's in the old gift shop area. And yeah, I think everyone was wondering what was going to happen there. I know COVID did shut that down.
Yep.
And it's a shame, but I think that's what COVID did. It shut things down.
It did. Yes.
And in some ways made things better.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I would say telehealth would be one of those. I think
know.
That expanded during COVID, and you go, hey, that's not a bad idea. We could do this.
Yeah. It's funny. We were just talking about that. The, you know, this past spring was the 5-year mark of the pandemic's beginning. And we were talking with a psychiatrist with Ohio Health, and he said, 2020 was my first experience with teletherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's been so effective because – for people in the mental health space that are curious about it, but are believing in these stigmas that exist, unfortunately, the telehealth is actually like a safe space, and it makes it more accessible for people instead of like the intimidation factor of meeting with a provider in person face to face. Being in the comfort of your own home and being able to do it through like your phone or something has just made it more accessible for people. And so more and more people are turning to use that, and it's proving like it's very effective, and it'll be here to stay for a while.
Absolutely. And why not? I know that in my old journey and my wife's journey with health over the past couple of years, we've had every appointment possible, including telehealth.
Yeah.
And it all works.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
And the little known fact that we don't do a good job on getting out there is we have Stroke Network in our ER, and that's a virtual services. So if someone's having a stroke in the community, time is of the essence. And, you know, the most common stroke is an embolic. That's like a blood clot that blocks the blood from going to the brain. And that is very time sensitive. If you come to our ER, you're having stroke symptoms, we can have you on a camera within the first 15 minutes with a neurosurgeon from Columbus. And they can determine if you need that life-saving medication, the clot buster that they call it. And it's very important for, you know, the patients to get there. And that's a service we offer. A lot of places are offering, you know, that kind of services because time is of the essence to get that. That can really, you know, mitigate a lot of health care issues later on down the road if you're getting that care sooner. So we're very very pleased to have that service available to our community because that's a big deal for patients.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought it up. I think I remember when you first launched that, and there hasn't been much talk about it since.
No,
I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, and I know a lot of times, you know, community members are like, yeah, we got to get to, you know, other larger facilities, and that's not really the case. It's really, you just got to get to these facilities so you can get in front of these neurosurgeons that can help determine whether you need to have that medication or not, you know, so.
And I think, as you mentioned, seconds count, not just minutes, seconds.
No, it really does. And, you know, the faster we can do that and, the faster this will work and mitigate any issues that they may have later on down the road.
How long has it been since the ER reconstruction area? It looks so great, first off, but it's practical. It works better. It flows better.
It does. You know, we gain rooms from that. And I think it's been, we're about 9 years now.
Really?
9 or 10 years, with the ER renovation.
Wow.
Yeah.
It looks so updated.
It does.
Yes,
it really
is.
Does.
Yeah, that's what you think when you drive by and see it. But it wasn't just for aesthetics. It's also for practical.
It works. And, you know, we got a really great physician group that we contract with, and we're really pleased to have them. And, you know, this is, we talked about feedback from the community, and, you know, patient experience is a big thing for us at Ohio Health and, you know, for the community. And, you know, we didn't have a good experience in the past. We have our new group in there now, and things are going much better. You know, we're getting a lot of positive feedback with that. We got a lot of engagement from that group, and we're very happy to have them be part of this. It's a group that we have a lot of other places at Ohio Health in our ERs, and now we have them in our community here. So we have those same physicians. They work down in Columbus. They work in Marion and other places, and it's just nice to have that resources available to us.
We are, unfortunately, rapidly running out of time. Let's kind of bring it around full circle then. We started with the food distribution. I think we had some stumbling on the dates, but we do know it's June 24th on a Tuesday. At Home Run Memorial Park.
Yep. Yes.
From noon to two.
From noon till
try
two.
Try to get there as close to noon as you can. Don't worry if there's a lot of cars. Everyone gets moved through pretty quick.
We get them through really fast.
And, they do. Believe me, they do. So anything else you'd like to add before I let you get away?
No, I'll just say we were talking about the emergency room, and summertime's a busy time for injuries and all sorts of weird things that pop up, heat-related, you know, heat exhaustion and dehydration, ticks. I mean, all those things as we're outside more. So never hesitate to get help if it's something severe and you need to see an ED physician. Heart of Memorial Hospital's here for you and your family.
Also a good time to remind people to donate blood because, that's especially during the
always
summer.
Always in high demand in the summertime.
Food, I mean, a blood collection at Heart Memorial,
We do have them, yes. I think they're usually maybe quarterly.
Okay.
Something like that, but we usually try to advertise that out in the community.
Awesome. Jim Whitaker from Ohio Health Heart Memorial and Lindsay Gordon. Thank you both very much.
Thanks for having us.
Keep us up to date. I'll hold you to that scoop.